Yesterday was another sign of an era of cooperation between the city of Syracuse and Onondaga County. The Syracuse Common Council put the final stamp of approval on a sales tax distribution agreement with the county that will last for the next 11 years. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
City lawmakers unanimously agreed to extend the current sales tax deal, Finance Committee Chair Tim Rudd calling it a smart move.
I think it's a really fair agreement for the city. It's more than we could get if we were to preempt and collect our own sales tax.
Coming to terms about who gets what percentage of sales tax revenue in Onondaga County has to be agreed on every 10 years. And in the past, it's been divisive, intensifying the suburban-urban tensions that exist in the county. The last deal was a good one for the city. This time around, county and city leaders agreed to the extension of that agreement more than a year ahead of a 2020 deadline. Rudd hopes it exemplifies an era of cooperation between the city and the county on a number of projects, including Mayor Ben Walsh's Syracuse Surge initiative that includes bringing the empty Central City School back to life as a countywide STEAM school.
How are we going to renovate the school? How will we pay for it? How will we pay for the operations? I think there's a lot of need for collaboration on that front, and I think that would be a really regionally transformational asset.
County lawmakers approved the deal earlier this month. Common Councilors yesterday also put off a decision on a new deal to plow certain sidewalks in the city. They'll vote on that in a special meeting later this week. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.